This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. Not long ago, I was sitting in the Redmond Airport having visited some family in Oregon. We had checked in early and all there was to do was wait. Just outside of our waiting area was another glassed-in walkway that would lead us out to the plane. As I sat there watching the view, I noticed that a moth had flown in through one of the doors and was trying to get back out. He flapped and fluttered for a good long time, yet in vain. Just on the other side of the glass was freedom for him. There waited for him beautiful trees and mountains. Just beyond that glass pane was a place that any moth could be happy. Yet I was helpless to do anything for him since he was beyond my checkpoint. After watching him on and off for about 30 minutes, I decided that whenever we were allowed to board, that I would catch him and that I would let him loose outside. When my time came, I looked, but sadly, I could not find him. I guess I will never know what happened to the Redmond moth. Spiritually speaking, we are like that moth. In the beginning, we are free from sin. I do not believe that we are born with sin or inherit the sins of Adam. We may bear the consequences of his poor decisions, but we do not bear his sins. Yet there comes a time in which we sin ourselves. Paul said in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." The Apostle John said in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 8, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Because of our poor decisions, we are trapped behind a wall of sin, busting our heads, trying to get out, but to no avail. That moth could have beat his head against that glass a million times and have never gotten through. And the same with us as far as sin goes. We can never save ourselves from our sins on our own accord. Once defiled by sin, we can never on our own enter into the presence of a holy and sinless God. Many people try to be good and do charitable deeds in hopes to earn God's favor. Yet Paul wrote that this freedom that we all seek is not by works of righteousness which we have done. We can never be good enough or do enough to get through the glass of sin. The only means we have to get out is for someone to open the door for us. That someone can only be God. The means by which he does this is through the blood of his son, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 10 says, "But that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Paul went on to say in Romans chapter 5 and verses 8 through 10, "But God demonstrated his own love towards us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." When the door is opened, what are we to do? Are we to sit there and to simply look out of the window? No, we are to fly out of that door that God has opened for us through Jesus Christ. But how? How do I fly out the door to spiritual freedom? Some folks think that you don't have to do anything. God just reaches in and grabs you and puts you outside. But that's not true. If so, why did Peter tell the multitude on the day of Pentecost, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation"? But how? What is my part in receiving God's salvation? Notice the very next verse in verse 41. "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." What word? Well, it's Peter's message about Jesus. Why were they to be baptized or immersed? for the remission of their sins. That's what verse 38 tells us. In receiving Peter's message about Jesus repenting and being baptized, what was the result? Notice verse 47. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. As the people repented of their sins and were being baptized, God was washing away their sins and adding them to the church that Jesus promised to build in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. Thus, we see that God opened the door of salvation and bids us to join him. It is up to us to fly out or not. Many on that day of Pentecost went home and refused to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Only 3,000 souls that day repented and were baptized and became Christians. Not everyone who heard that message was saved. What was the difference? Both heard the same message, yet only those who acted on their faith repented and were baptized, and thus were saved. God is holding the door open for you. What are you going to do? You can beat your head against that glass wall for the rest of your life, or you can obey Him and fly away. The choice is yours. If you would like some more information about being spiritually free and having your sins washed away, why not contact my friends at the Ulaga Church of Christ, and they will be glad to help you. That's all I have for now. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do His will. And I'll see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting us at bywaymedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. You can find us not only on Facebook, but you can also find us on Tumblr. You can also find us on the Twitter alternative known as Telegram, and on the Facebook alternative known as MeWe. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.